last week. We've got the focus down. Now we're going to find the next step and just open our minds and our hearts and give Ken the words as we meet in Jesus' name. Amen.
A couple guys tonight, one of them's here and another buddy, and we talked about focus and we talked about family. My number up there again. And guys online, great to see you, even if it's a still picture and it's not really you that we can hear, but that's okay. If you're sitting there in your underwear, we don't want to see you anyway. So that's a good thing. And then just Kurt. I love Kurt. But it's really cool. And I hope you had some step last week. And each week, I'm hoping you take a step, even if it's just a spouse or a friend. Yeah, this is what we talked about. Talked about focus and this. Had a great degree. I get it. We need to be focused. But what happens when you're overrun with all these priorities and you got to balance on? Came to at the end of that was basically that these four decisions work in symphony together. It's not that you just get one and you do it and wow, that works. They really work best in symphony together. So we're going to take one at a time. And tonight's is one of the most powerful as far as not only the concept, but the application. We're going to take a look at that it was God's idea and that he's kind of the author of this one. But with that, I want to just do the first top part of this, and then we're going to get into the questions. And as part of that first question, we're only going to do the one. Go around the table, since you may have somebody new, say your name, and then you're going to not only answer this question, but first I want you to say anything that you took from last week. Was, if you did anything with it last week, share it there. But the first, right off the bat, is that the second decision that successful people decide to anticipate. The ability to anticipate. And you've probably heard this phrase before. If we fail to plan, we have usually planned to what? Plan to fail. If we fail to plan, we plan to fail. And I want to give one example of a financial standpoint. I've been around both extremes in the financial world. My wife and I help out downtown at the bottom rung. Their anticipation is hours in advance. To the poor in our world, they're usually thinking days at a time. Then you can go up from there. Those who are barely getting by are usually thinking about a week at a time. And then go up from there, and those who are they're doing okay are usually thinking about a month at a time. And then I sat next to a gentleman. And on the this was a mind-blowing time. A buddy of mine invited me to a ticket at that time, unlike this year, which is 1-3, and we're pathetic. And but hey, the awesome. I'm pretty sure that's one of the signs of the apocalypse. But it's fun to watch. I got to watch it the other night, come back, and finally getting a break. But a buddy of mine said, hey, he's in politics. He goes, hey, I got invited to the Falcons game Sunday night football against the Bears. I'm going to the suite. And it's the 50-yard line suite at the Georgia Dome at the time. And I'm like, I've never been in this. So I'm sitting there, and I'm enjoying a little buffet. And they got the meet and greet area, then go down to the seats. And so I'm just sitting in the seats. But as I'm getting the buffet, I notice everybody's kind of orbiting around this one guy. And I could tell that's the guy. And that guy, it was the owner of the company that owned the company that owned. Exhales. He goes, I haven't met you yet. I'm so-and-so. And I'm like, hey, I'm Ken, and I'm nobody. And really, I just came with my friend. He's so-and-so, and I'm just here to watch the game. And he just dropped his guard. He's like, and I said, yeah, I like you. I love your accent. Where are you from? He says, I'm from London. Makes sense. He goes, oh, yeah, I get American football, and we're just talking. And I said, so tell me about this organization of the suite. And he goes, oh, he said, that's, we usually buy and sell one or two companies a year. And we sold like three, but this is 4 weeks into the NFL season before we realized we own the suite. No, you own the 50-yard line suite at an NFL stadium. So we got to talk, and I love, if you've been around me for long, you'll know I just love asking questions. Like, I'm thinking and getting information, and I can't get enough to figure out what is going to happen. This anticipation concept financially works. Relationally, it works. Relationally, in the moment to my kids or to my wife, I'm probably in the future. So it works across the board, this idea of anticipation. And it works. This was one of the key words I tried to teach my boys. As I got to school, my oldest son, I've shared this once before, but it definitely bears repeating. We're driving. Forget. shoes. He said, I might have forgotten my shoes. And I'm thinking, at what point do you walk outside across a car starting point with him? But now he is so grown into that. Turn these over time. So with that, I want you to take a few minutes. First, names again around the table. Second, what did you do career? And what are some ways it could be important at home? And we're going to give you about 7-8 minutes on that. But go with that in your groups, and I'll give you a 1-minute warning when we're close. Ready? Go. You got 1 minute. A couple quick pieces, and then I'm going to throw another question at you, and you can finish up this one if you didn't get a chance. So look at the top of that one. It's a bullet point right under the plan to fail. Anticipating career and relational needs gives us a chance to plan for success. Example of what are some ways it could be important at home. I'll give you one quick example that I've learned over the years. I've learned that one year one. Second, I work on New Year's Eve just about every year. So I learned that one year one. Second, I work on New Year's Eve just about every year. So anticipating conflicts and deciding on a plan of action beforehand is massively. One year I decided, you know what, it's kind of a bummer she doesn't get to do that, so I had another idea. And that was the idea, this was about year five. I said, hey, let's you and I go celebrate you. We'll do it with the kids. Came her favorite time for me to leave town to get back. And then she's like, I can't wait for Heatherfest. Well, about year 10, I didn't have a show on New Year's Eve. So we just had one big birthday party, and it was a blowout. And it was, there is learning to anticipate potential conflicts from a relational standpoint. And with that in mind, the second question, this is going to be quick, 3 to 5 minutes. What are some of the factors that we can make that can make it more difficult to anticipate and plan for future needs, challenge? Have it open it up and use that white side of the page and write down at least one or two factors that can make it difficult. Go. 1 minute, and write a few of them down, and we're going to go around and hit those in 1 minute. Hey, I want to go around the room, and guys online, I may start with you guys. What was one of the factors that came up that can make it difficult to anticipate? Anybody online, give me something.
Jim
can make it difficult, but he had something.
We had changing circumstances or health issues as a big one that makes it difficult.
Absolutely. Boy, I would definitely echo that. What happens when the whole priorities change? I agree with that. What are some other factors that can cause make it difficult to anticipate? Any table. I'm not going to go to everyone, but just if you had something pop up on yours. Rate of change. Tell me what you mean by rate of change. Yeah. Maybe the smartest looking table here. What did you guys come up with? Anything? Now the pressure's on. I meant that on purpose. Anybody else over here? Anything else? Yeah. No, boy, that is so true. You can get tunnel vision on the wrong thing and miss the right thing. Yes. Those are the factors that can hinder it. In the middle there, those who are successful in any area of life have an uncommon ability to anticipate. That is felt harassed or overwhelmed by the problems of the daily grind. That can keep us from planning ahead, just the everyday part. What if we could tap into an expert who always knew what was coming? And Dungy is. Do y'all know who Tony is? Okay, got to meet Tony before he got the job. And what did you do in this situation? And I thought, that's brilliant. And if you ask him, then he had a coach. Oh, we can be distracted by the tyranny of the urgent. The investments and opportunities that God anticipates are eaten by that is that God is that coach that the coaches learned from back then. God is timeless. Realities that God does not expect that we will be perfect. He that we are not. And he's the one who is all-knowing. One comment, University of Alabama, my father-in-law's alma mater favorite, and at Ole Miss, came off of the Coach Saban coaching tree. And does any record of former assistants of Nick Saban, he's played several of them. Do you know what his great coaches? It's he's like, yeah, I know a little bit more than you do, a little longer than you have. And you can duplicate my system, but I've been in the system longer. And it's not to say that he's not going to lose sometime, but in the reality sense, God is like that. So if you look on the top of the next page, that's why God desires we follow his Matthew 9:36. And this is talking about Jesus, and it says he saw the crowds and he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. Skill steps of anticipation. First and foremost, anticipation is both a decision and a the most aggressive wins. And in that, you have to learn to, guess what? To point at where the ball is and get in a position where you can see both. And as you're there pointing and looking and staying there, it makes you move into a good defensive position. And I said, when you've got them both, practice at that point. What are they going to do next? And just lead the league in steals every year because I gave them permission. They're like, but what if I go for it and I miss it? I'm like, anticipate and go for it. Be aggressive with it because you got teammates and they're going to help. And we learned how to do that. I didn't teach specific formations. I taught them at every level of life. So here's the deal with that idea of developing the skill. Schedule time to think about upcoming challenges. Actively prepare for challenges and opportunities. I'll give you one. Probably be 2 months during the year that I'm going to be really busy. But in her mind, she's still a quality time person. So I anticipated this past Chouse. I said, here's the great part. I can leave from Cincinnati on Monday. Know what to do. And I love this process because my oldest son, I told you about the situation. And he called me right afterwards. I had a show somewhere. He's like, Dad, it worked. And he said, the president went, wow, I got to think about that one. He said, that is. And I said, so how did it go? He called me the next day. He said, Dad, I got the scholarship. And I'm like, dude, that's awesome. But it's spared several of these countries and said, I'm not going to destroy you. But they all got together. We have no power against this great multitude that is coming against us, nor do we know what to do. This is my favorite part. But our eyes are on you. We don't know what to do. What should we do? And in this is kind of the pros part, is admit that we don't know what to do. Admit that we don't know what to do because we can't see the future. Here's how one national leader, the King Jehoshaphat, was the one. Secondly, once we acknowledge, I turn to God by talking to him directly, prayer, and somebody here who's heard God audibly, and that's awesome. But when we accept God and do here, and then be still and quiet, two of the most different, ask God and for insight and wisdom. Read that chapter. God will speak to your heart as we do that. So ask God for insight and wisdom. In James 1, he lacks wisdom. He should ask God. And look how God gives. This is specifically and primarily for men. Who gives generously without finding fault. God is never going to say, I told you, state developer. I did not know that when we first started meeting. I called him Wise Old Al. It was A-L. Finally, the fourth step, do what it says. When we 1:22 further in that chapter, James 1 is just a great, great chapter in the entire Bible. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. There's too many people. Third question there. Review the four steps. Admit, turn, ask, and do. Them, do you feel is the most important or most difficult? Number two, pick a topic as a group and discuss how to use these steps to anticipate needs. It can either be balancing time, mastering finances, understanding your spouse. You're not going to get to all of them, but as a group, pick one of them or one that's not written here and discuss how important that is. So you get about 10 10 plus minutes on this one to be able to get through all of those 10 to 12 minutes. And I'll give you a 2 minute warning. 2 minutes. 2 minutes to finish this one question. Great. I want you to do something real quick before we move on. I want you to think about what you just talked about, and I want you to write down at least one quote, verse, or idea that you just had at your table on the white page next to it. So take something next to it. And we're going to be at the bottom of this page, because if I anticipate, what happens if I anticipate, and then on the bottom line there, what happens if I mess up? Or outright fail at what I know I could or should do. I think a lot of times we're just way too, it's meant to be a part of the process. We're not meant to be perfect. We're meant to get better at it. On the top of the next page, God made our mistakes and has made a plan in place before we were even born. It's hard to comprehend that. It can be one of the greatest teachers of anticipation. There is nothing like the pain of failure to go, I'm not doing that again. And to learn more than anybody I knew by far combined. And I failed more than anybody else I knew. And at the end of that 3 years where I was really long, a lot, but I was willing to do that. And I learned how to anticipate the questions to ask. I'll give one example. This one group called, they said, hey, we're doing this big festival. It's going to be great. There's going to be you guys to do me a favor. I mean, there's people just spotted everywhere. If y'all could spread out a little bit, because I'm a little claustrophobic. And three or four people got up and started taking their blankets. I'm like, I was kidding. Look around you, you know? But what I learned from that situation was ask their history. Ask what the alternatives are. Work with proactively, learn from our mistakes. We are destined to repeat them. That we're either going to be destined to repeat the mistake or we're going to be better and anticipate how to succeed. And this is the promise God makes us when we embrace and encounter and enjoy Him in the midst of that. It says there in Romans 8:1a, therefore there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ. We're not evident in verse 8:28 of that same chapter. And we know that all things God works for the good of those who love Him and who are called according to His purpose. When I include, and whatever it is, for your good, no matter what. He didn't say all things were going to be good. Not all results and timing may be different for everyone and every situation. What God anticipates is eternal. He is not bound by time. He's like, hey, that this question four, read the verses on this page again, and then consider these questions. And these are the two big ones for tonight. Kind of Romans 8:1 mean when when there is no condemnation for someone in Christ. What do you think that means? And then second 8:28 reveal God's heart for us as He and as His anticipation for our lives. What do you think? That's 8 minutes to go through those two questions from those verses on that page, and then we will wrap it up with the dig deep and try it. Go. 1 minute. Uno momento. Guys, I want to give you another challenge this week. And feel free to hang out and glean even more. But if you look on page 10, that next page, I want to give you a challenge to follow up like we did last week. And we mentioned a couple different verses in here. Or take one verse each day this week. Start your day with it, whichever one kind of resonated with you. And take a time to reread that verse. It'll take 3 minutes. I'd really encourage you to try it. Pick an area of your life you want to improve your ability to anticipate. Go through the steps, and we've listed them there below, of learning to anticipate and develop that skill. Plan to share how it went with somebody, whether it succeeded, failed, what you did, and whatnot. Probably one of the greatest steps you can take that this week in this area. And you look down the next small section. If you were to take 10 minutes in the next week, 10 you need to do to get better there. What's going on there? I'll give you one example. My wife and I get to get out with my kids as well. What are their needs? My second son, he's the pilot. I'm learning slowly, but it's there. And then anticipate opportunities of personal growth. I'm really praying through a thing for my frustration, failure, or uncertainty. What area? So admit that area. And then but Horizon has a great app where you can put in and say, hey, are there any messages on this? And I would say, listen to it while you're sitting in your car. That's a great ask friends for their experience in that area or help, or ask a friend for insight or help explore God's word on what it says about that. And then do something. Do something in that area. So that moves it forward. And then the fun part, I thought about what is a great example of anticipation. If you've never seen the movie Hunt for Red October, it is just all about anticipation. And what does it take to anticipate the next? Russians don't take a dump without have a plan, you know, just anticipation. And then dealing with being wronged and then anticipating and dealing with the whole life movies of all time. And then I would like to offer one piece, and then I'm going to have John come up and offer one other. On your table, there are some of these Saturdays, the first time in over 10 years, I've actually done a show in Cincinnati, and all you have to do some music for about the first hour, and they're going to have some wine and cheese. Is that right? And then it is going to be the most fun you've had this year or since your honeymoon. So it is going to be a blast. And there's one other opportunity. So if you're thinking, man, I'd like to dive a little bit deeper, John, tell them about an opportunity that's coming up. And
putting this huge building over here, and then about, I don't know, about